just a few halachot and the laws of seder that we are studying. If the person drinks the kos sheni, so the halacha says that he has to make a second washing. The second washing, of course, is for the matzah, just like we wash for bread. And therefore he has to make the beracha of anetilat yadayim. Question is, why do you have to make a second washing? We washed already for the karpas. So the mefarshim explained, because since the Haggadah is in between, we're concerned that maybe he didn't keep his hands clean the whole time. So therefore, he has to wash again. Maran in the Beit Yosef is very strict on the second washing. He says that one should not mevatel it, because that is part of the takana of the seder. And therefore, a person shouldn't try to get out of washing the second washing. Maybe you'll have someone today that will say, Rabotai, listen, we have 50 people at the seder, and we don't want to burden the people to get up twice. So when you get up for the karpas, wash, make the tilat yadam with the beracha, and have kavanah, that this will be for your hamotzi as well, and everybody keep your hands above the table, and make sure you don't touch anything. This is not advisable. One should not do this. Because you're changing that from the seder that we've done for thousands of years, of kadesh urhas, karpas, magid ruchsa. And Maran says, you shouldn't change from this practice. Naruch HaShulchan is very strict on this as well. He says, ve'en l'shanot, because there's many reasons that we don't know why we have to wash twice. Although, from the Gemara, it's mashma, that pashut reason, therefore, if you protected your hands from the beginning, seemingly you would have to wash again. That's the obvious reason, but there's deeper reasons as well. For that reason, Acham Avadiyah says that even if you made a beracha on the first washing, by mistake, you made a beracha on the first washing. You shouldn't have, but you made. Doesn't matter. You still have to wash again with a beracha. Because that was the takana of the Hakamim. So again, regarding the ruhsa, one should be careful to follow the minhag to wash twice. First without a beracha, second with a beracha. Then we have, of course, the motzi matzah. The motzi matzah, we have three matzot on the ke'ara. Our custom is only the balabait as a ke'ara. Everybody else is watching. The balabait lifts the three matzot. It's really not three. It's one full one on top, one full one on the bottom, and one broken one in the middle. And he lifts them up. Well, the reason why he has to carry the top one and the bottom one is because it's Yom Tov. And on Yom Tov, you have to have the Hamishneh. So he has two full ones. The middle one is the one that he broke. He holds that in his hand as well. Why does he have to hold his hands in his hands as well? He has to make two berachot. He makes a motzid hamina aris, and he makes ala chilat matzah. So I would say, when you're making a motzid hamina aris, just hold the two full ones. But you have to hold the middle one full. Because there's a machloket amongst the rishonim, which beracha is a motzi going on? Is a motzi going on the whole one, or is a motzi going on the broken one? It's a machloket the rishonim. The tur brings a machloket in tafayin here. So therefore we hold both of them, so the beracha v'motzi will go on whichever one it is, and the alachilat matzah beracha will go on whichever one it is. And therefore the custom is we hold three. After we make a motzi, we drop the second, the third one, because there's no reason to carry the third one anymore. And we make alachilat matzah. On which one? On whatever one. Either on the top one or on the middle one. We let the Hashem on the side which the beracha will land where it's supposed to land. But we carry both just in order to be safe. Now, it should be pointed out that after we make the two berachot, halakha says, we break from the top matzah and from the bottom matzah. Maran says, kezayit from each one. That's his opinion. The Mishnah Berurah explains it, as well as the Aruch HaShulchan, because since we don't know which matzah is the alachilat matzah one, so therefore you have to take a kezayit from each one. So therefore it's proper according to Al Minhag, we give a little piece to everybody around the table, that the Baal HaBayit should leave a kezayit from the second, from the broken one, for himself. Because he made the beracha, he should eat a kezayit from both. So he gives a little from the pieces around, and he saves himself a kezayit from both. He has to eat it leaning. Balan says he's also able to have it with salt, which our custom is to dip it in salt. The better, it tastes better with the salt. But anyway, according to the salt, you're supposed to dip the bread as well as the matzah into the salt. Although the Ashkenazim, the Ramah said you shouldn't dip it in, but the Aruch HaShulchan said it's okay, as well as Maran Mefurash in Taf Ayinesi If Aleph. So the Baal HaBayit ate two kezayits. It's not a problem. But he only ate the two kezayits because he has a safek. Which one is the motzi and which one is the akhirat matzah? Check the bi'ur halakha in Taf Ayin here. He's not too sure why he has to eat two kezayits at all. He's not convinced. He says, Sarik Iyun, really? You should only have to eat one kezayit. Because what's the difference which one it is? Bottom line, you ate a kezayit. What's the difference which one? You ate a kezayit. Who says you have to eat a kezayit from each one? That's the bi'ur halakha. But Maran is Maran. And Maran says you have to eat two kezayit. You have to eat two kezayit. But that's only for the person that has the ke'ara in front of him. However, most of the people around the table are not eating from the ke'arah. There's not enough kezayit to go around for everybody around the table. They're eating matzah from the box. In the box, there's no safek. In the box, there's no safek, which is hamotzi, which is... So therefore, according to the poskim, Kama Rajah is clear on it, everybody else around the table who cannot get two kezayit from the ke'arah should eat one kezayit from the box. And that's the way Acham ben Sion really holds as well. That technically, everybody around the table, it's enough for them to eat a kezayit from Motzi Matzah. Although he says there's a minhag to be mahmir teftu, but Acham Oya doesn't bring this minhag. Adrabah, from the strict law, the Mishnah Berurah wants to say even the one that has the kara in front of him only has to eat one kezayit. Checking the people around the table. So therefore, the halakha, the orecha said the one that's the Baal HaBayit should have two. And everybody else around the table, it's enough for them to have one kezayit. A person wants to be mahmir, like Acham ben Sion, to have two kezayits for the first one, according to his hashbon, which is not a Pesach hashbon really. It's a Pesach hashbon because matzah is the oraita. But it really has to do with a hashbon of shi'urim. So, tabu alav beracha. But the ma'aseh, the Rav, Hakam Avadya was posek, in Hazor Avadya, in Shut Hazor Avadya, in Yakut Yosef, in all the places, that it's enough for everybody around the table, that eating from the box, to have one kezayit.